First topic we'll discuss, if someone receives a fax on Shabbos, is that fax to the Muksa? So first, let's first talk about, before we go into if it's Muksa or not, first of all, you're allowed to send a fax. Let's say, are you allowed to send a fax from, let's say, Friday afternoon, and you're in Chicago, you want to send it to Yisrael, which is Shabbos already, to them. So they accept that the machine accepts the facts, gives out the facts. I allowed to send the facts. Another thing, another shaila is the other way around. Let's say in Yisrael, Amotz Shabbos Yisrael, they want to send to Chicago, to America, they want to send the facts, and it comes here on Shabbos, when it's Chicago Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that or not? What? Anything, the same thing will be a phone call, will be over. We're not holding that fire yet, okay? Alright. The Bach in Simon Reish Memvov brings down an interesting fact from Rekeach. Rekeach says, the Issa Shvistis Kalem, we pass in Issa Shvistis Kalem on Shabbos. In other words, the Machoikis in the Gemara and the first parak of Shabbos, if the Issa Shvistis Machoikis Shammai Bethilo, if there's an Issa Shvistis Kalem or not. They still paskin the no Issa Shvistis Kalem. However, the Bach brings down a Keach, we paskin, and this paskin, even by this Issa Shvistis Kalem on Shabbos. And the Bach brings down, it's right, he ends off. He has a whole long piece, the Bach, and he ends off, he says, even though right price can hold, there's no Issa Shvistis Kalem, this is the Lashon he says, I will call Yir Shemayim, Yachma V'atma Shekma Shepasuk V'keach. That's the right. Everyone should be machmer like the Issa Shvistis Kalem. So Mela, the Bach says out, so Mela, what's the Simon Reish Memvov talking about? Can I lend or rent a keli to a guy on Shabbos? Because if you rent it, it still belongs to me. If I rent something, so it still belongs to the Bailam. He still decides that it still belongs to the Maskir. Well, you want to lend him something. It still belongs, he's still the Bailam. Yid is still the Bailam. So Mela, you're allowed to lend kelim on Shabbos only things that don't do malacha, like the gozim. I can lend them a jacket, a coat, or furniture. There's no malacha if they use it on Shabbos, and it's not any malacha being done. But kelim that they do malacha, what's his example? Machrisha, a kadam. Machrisha is something you plow the ground with. Kadam, a shovel. What?
An axe.
An axe, or whatever. To do malach on Shabbos. So that you're not allowed to lend to a guy. That's what the Bible holds you're not allowed to. Because it's a Shvistis Kalem. Well, be down to his case to lend him your car. To lend him your car or any type of electrical appliance that they have to turn on Shabbos. So then it's no Shvistis Kalem. Then it's a Shvistis Kalem. So in Mela, according to the Bach, you're not allowed, and same thing speaks out, and like this Bach, Paskin, the Yerabba, in Reish Memvov, Sifkot Aleph, Yesh Avon from Das Kedoshim, and also Shuvach Tam Sefer, and Arachayim, Simnes Tamach Gimel, he holds like this also, that you should be Machmer, there's Issa Shvistis Kalem on Shabbos, you're not allowed them to do any Malacha with your Kalem on Shabbos. So Chayra, let me finish. The Chayra comes out, according to this, that if I send a fact, it should be a problem sending a fact. Because if I send a fax from, let's say, from Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael to America, which is still Shabbos, so maybe my kelim is doing work, doing malach on Shabbos. And does malach on Shabbos, this is Shvistis Kalem. Or vice versa, send from Chicago on Erev Shabbos to Eretz Yisrael when it's Shabbos. According to the Bach, according to the Rabbah, some Sefer, should be Asa.
If I own the kelim in Eretz Yisrael,
No.
Here's not Shabbos yet.
I'm telling you, so the Bach says even over here, if I send from, we're getting on Shabbos. I'm not talking about sending Yisrael on Shabbos. They're sending Moshe Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. They send your fax to you here in Chicago. So it comes out that your machine is producing this item on Shabbos. This is Shvistis Kalem.
Yes,
yeah, so right.
But it's not my claim.
Huh?
It's
Doesn't make a difference, but if it's a Shvisa's Kerem, he can't let, doesn't make a difference. If he has to be Kasha, he has a different Kasha.
What about a refrigerator?
Huh? Oh! Alright. Very good. Huh? One, they shouldn't send it or turn it off. Right. According to the Bach, you should turn it off or they shouldn't send you. One of the two. Okay? Let me finish. Alright. Alright, listen. On this, some safe and Bach, you can ask the Kasha, which I think Nachman has. L'chaya, how can you set a, not better, how can you set, if you have set it for Shabbos, no problem. Let's say if I have a time clock, a light. Light's on time clock. You have it go on at 11 o'clock at night. The Chayyus is the Shvisus Kerem. How can I set a time clock on such a thing? So Tam Seif himself, Avon this Kasha, he says that only Kerem, that an Adam does something locha on Shabbos. But a Kli that goes automatic, something that goes by itself, that doesn't know what the Shvisus Kerem. If I set a time clock on Erev Shabbos, that should go on Shabbos, there's no Adam that's doing it. Thereby, let me finish. He'll jump on me soon. Give me a chance, okay? So when an Adam does it, when I lend to something to a guy, so he does malacha with the keli on Shabbos. Here I set the time clock for Shabbos. There's no Adam doing anything. So that, even if some service says, no, it's a Shvisus Kelim. Shvisus Kelim is out with the you of Adam. Mashen Kelim on Shabbos, I send the facts from like, Israel, Turkey, and the Mosh Shabbos and Israel. So Adam did a malacha, did a mic, even though it's America, but this Kelim is working on Shabbos because someone did some act of Maitre in the somewhere else. Even though where he did it, there's no Yisrael Malacha, but something's done with a Maitre, with the you of Adam. That's the Yisrael Shvisus Kelim. That does, if it's, you said it before Shabbos, no problem. We're talking about, according to that, so that's it, you're listening before you're talking. If you would have, I said you shut off your fan, according to the Chassam Sofer, the Bach, you should shut off your machine before Shabbos, or someone should send you a fax. This is not even Nikkei shit, Nikkei should come on Mukta, we didn't get to Mukta yet.
If I have my computer, I can set up that on fax in 3 hours.
Huh?
So
we'll talk about that. That's on the agenda, okay? Huh?
Okay.
Doesn't make a difference.
But I'm not talking
right?
About
okay, let me finish. You don't have to worry about that. If a guy calls, you don't have to worry about that. All right. However, that's the sheet of the Bach, the sheet of the Bach. We mentioned also the some tefillot like that. The Yerav Ozak and also the Eish Lavrom and Reish Mavav also in Das Kedoshim also seems to be machma like that. However, Reif Paiskim argue and the holders know it's the Shvitz Kelim, so according to Reif Paiskim and the Mishmu doesn't even quote the Bach, not the Chassam Sofer and anyone, the Bach says he held a dinner like Reif Paiskim that the dinner is there's no Issa, the Shvitz Kelim. So therefore, the dinner, someone wants to send a fax from Matzah Shabbos and Netzisrael to America, which is Shabbos, or vice versa, Friday afternoon from Chicago to Esau, which is Shabbos there, there's no Issa of Shvisus Kelim and it's Mutter. And even further, what is this mentioned? If let's say I want to set, before Shabbos, you set it in your fax machine with a time clock, that the fax should only go on Shabbos. Let's say I set it Erev Shabbos, that they should go on 11 o'clock at night, they should send the fax to Esau. Or if you come there, Matzah Shabbos, whatever. You can work with computers, you can work out that way. According to this, since it's always the Shvisus Kelim, then the din is, it's Mutter, Lechatchila, to do that. According to Reif Paiskim, okay? There's no Issim. We mentioned last week, the Issim Maris Dayan is only when it's Issim. When there's no Issim involved, there's no Issim Maris Dayan. In Emerson, this whole Shaila, if you're ready, everyone's going to jump on me, but I'll tell you, it's the game also, the game stock market. People who are still playing stocks. The thing is, let's say, you own a stock. I'm not so bucky in the stock market, but a little bit I understand. Let's say, for instance, you tell a stockbroker, when it comes to 10, I want you to sell it. So to tell a guy, and you have a guy who's a stockbroker. You tell a stockbroker, when it comes to sell it. But also, you tell me, I want, let's say, Yontif. Yontif is coming out on Monday. So you tell a stockbroker that on Monday I want you to sell stock. On Yontif, you're not allowed to. You're doing shlichus of Yid. You're not allowed to. guy is doing shlichus for you, we pass him, he's not learning halacha. Milak mezosta, he's not doing halacha for you. But let's say I tell him, when it comes to 10, I want you to sell it. And on Monday, which is Yom Tov, Shabbos, the market is closed, unless you're dealing with an Asian market. But let's say if you're dealing with an American market, so you tell him, when it comes to 10, to sell it. And now, will come at 10 on Monday. Is the guy allowed to do it? So Moshe has a tshuva, it's a negus Moshe, and our Chayim Chayim Gimel Simeon Dalad, you're not allowed to tell it, also. Just like you're not allowed to tell him on Monday to go sell the stock, you're not allowed to tell him it comes to 10, because like you tell him before on Monday, I want you to sell the stock. And he gets to 10. So if it comes to 10 on Monday, and Monday is Yom Tov, he's not allowed to sell it to you. That's what Moshe writes at Pesach, and I didn't see anyone that disagrees with him. However, there are places that say, but let's say, the way you work in the stock market, say, it's very often, they'll put it in the computer. And automatic on Monday, if it gets to 10 on Monday, automatic will sell. So that, the place can say that, even according to Ramosh, is okay. Why? Because it's happening automatic. There's always the Shemitah Kalim. I gave the order that it should go, but it's all going by machines and so on. We passed it, there's always the Shemitah Kalim. So maybe, in such a case, it'll be Musa, some like the computer, or however you do it, I don't know exactly how you do it, but if you do it, there's no, it's okay, it's Musa. Okay. Alright. So far we're talking, so Legitimate Paskin, there's no issue, she says Kalim, you're allowed to send the fax, the place where it's Mutter to send it, you're allowed to send it, there's no issue, she's Kalim. But what happens when you receive the fax on Shabbos? The Shabbos, can I pick up it, and sometimes comes machine, sometimes it's, I don't know how come, some people, sometimes it's upside down. It comes in and you don't see it. You can't read it then. It's a Mutter. Is this piece of paper that you see the fax, is that piece of paper pay muksa? The chayra should be shayla for muksa. Why? Because ben hashmoshes, this paper was empty. Now, empty piece of paper, there's a shayla paiskin, what is it? It's a muksa machmas gufay, a muksa machmas strong kid. Nemesin, Moshe writes two things. One place he writes muksa machmas gufay, another place he writes it's muksa machmas strong kid. Nemesin is no stira. Depends on type of paper it is. If you say you buy 500 papers for $1 or for $2, so that's muktamah gufa because it's not the choshev to use the paper. So it's muktamah gufa because it has no shtamshes for it. However, if it's a special personal stationery, you have your name on it, your company on it, something that's a choshev, then that could be muktamah, it's a more expensive type of paper. It could be that's called muktamah tonkis. But whatever it is, it doesn't make difference muktamah gufa and muktamah tonkis. The din is, if you say miskatoi. So if I receive a fact on Shabbos, this should be asked because of Mukta. Benesh Moshe didn't have anything written on it. So if a paper is Mukta. That's one thing. The second thing is, this is what Shlomo Zalman and Ishmael Avraham is Meyer, this is a nervous. It is a nervous. Because Benesh Moshe, the piece of paper was empty. Now, it got printed on Shabbos, so that's Issa Nailad, creating something new. Empty piece of paper, now someone says, Issa Nailad. So he says, it was written on Shabbos. So Chay should be Issa Nailad, and it should be also to be metal to that. So if the fact paper comes, Chay should be also. So Nishma Savon quotes from Shlomo Zalman. I also heard this from Nailad personally, he said the same thing. He said, Shlomo Zalman held that there's Issa Mukta. And you have to read in a way, place you're not metalted. I also saw in the Sefer Tikkun from Shlomo Zalman, there's a tshuva there from Bel Yashiv in the same Indian. He says the same thing, it's muksa. If someone gets a fax on Shabbos, that piece of paper is muksa. If you want to be, let's say you want to be your chalashi to see what it is, sometimes it's a mazel tov, or sometimes it's something you think it's important, and so it is. It's not business related. So the question is, you can do, if you want to turn it upside down, so if you feel something that's important, that's, say, a milestone, to find out if it's a simcha not. So you could turn it with a chais, tilt on the side, you could use a sock and use a knife, or you could do, we once mentioned that the shita, of the Tzayt of Shabbos in Hagdama, he says that you're allowed to, and Hagdom Shechet, that tiltum and atzadah is two people pick up the same chayt. One person can pick it up, but two people pick it up, that's called also tiltum and atzad. So it's called tzayt tzayt hamutah and atzah. Or, you can do it with kach hayad. In a way, I don't know, with your teeth, pick up, if it's possible, with your teeth, pick it up and turn it upside down, then you can read the message. But if not, then the consensus of Paiskim is considered Muktzah. Huh? No, that Muktzah, right, yeah. So therefore, that's the only yard to be entitled, only Tilta Masad, Tilta Mutter, or Kalachayat. I had a kasha on this. When I heard this from Nervis, after I left him, this second, but me, kasha's bothered me, but bothered me for years. And I figured next time I'll meet him, I'll ask him. But then I saw he printed already. So Chaya, yeah, the Machlekes and Shaila Paiskim are allowed to read the newspaper on Shabbos. So Chaya, Tribune. You want to get the truth, people get the paper on Shabbos. So Shaila Paiskim allowed to read it. Best thing is not to read it. But let's say someone who's sending on the sheet is on Mako to read the newspaper on Shabbos. The Chaya, how can you read the newspaper? This is an island. I agree maybe 80% of the newspaper is printed before Shabbos. But at least 15-20% of the newspaper is printed current news. So they couldn't write it before Yom Tov, before news came out. And sometimes they write, something that happened a few hours ago. So Chaya, how can you read a newspaper on Shabbos? The Chaya should be Issa of Nailad. And it's written, this kasha bothered me for years. But still, you know it was printed, but it doesn't make... That's got to be something else. It's got to be Nailad. You know for sure. It should be also to them. This kasha bothered me for years. Until I saw in the initial green ground of Shlomo Zalman said, there's no Issa Muktzah. Why? Because it belongs to a guy. The newspaper belongs to a guy. There's no Issa Nailad by a guy. The guy's the one that's doing it. The guy's doing the paper, newspaper, and they print it. If it's going to say Yid and Yid does it, then there's a Nailad. Mashain came, something that happens, there's no Issa Nailad by a guy, and therefore, it is Mutter. That's why, according to Shittas all the way out the newspaper, there's no Issa Nailad by a guy, so now it's okay. One more thing, then I'll take questions. One more thing. Let's say someone received a fax Erev Shabbos. But he wasn't by his machine. You know, someone sent a fax an hour, and it's a different room. He comes Shabbos, and he sees the fax is there. Is that Muktzah or not? Are you allowed to take the paper out? He sends it to Vatayah. He usually sends it to you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it comes Shabbos, and you see, and you didn't have a chance. You were busy. You didn't realize it came, or you didn't have time to look to see. Sometimes in another room, you don't walk into that room. So you didn't notice the fax. So now, can I take up the fax? Is it to the Muktzah? So the Parsha is not, and I didn't see before Shabbos. The Parsha is not Muktzah. It's Muktzah, it's Muktzah, but if he thinks it's Muktzah, but twice. And you ask him in Talmud, if it doesn't have any business, or something that you're not allowed to be on Shabbos. Okay, now it's a question.
Would it make a difference if it's a Jewish owned paper? Like the Tribune is owned by Sam Bell.
There was a time when they used to print the Yiddish newspapers.
The Mongol Forward was
then, and people said you shouldn't read it for different reasons. Chil Hashem. No one should mention Mamukta, the Chil Hashem, because he caused them to print it. No one will buy it, they won't print it. If it's a Jewish newspaper, it'll probably be a problem with Nailah, then Chanami.
What
Sam Zell owns the Chanami, I'm sure he's the owner, he owns the whole paper. It's probably a stockbroker, stock in there. Huh?
But if he has majority, he has 51% of the stock.
It's okay with me. Don't make
the
Tribune on Shabbos.
Right? Rabbi, when you were talking about the fax machine,
yeah,
you were talking about a hush of paper that you said was...
No, I said, I wasn't talking about paper machine. I was talking about stamped paper. It's Muktzamachas
Gufa. No,
special paper, like
right,
a special stationery.
Right.
Then.
But if it has your name on it...
Doesn't mean, it depends on the chashuv. If it's a chashuv aside, something that's special personal stationery, thicker, it's fancier and so on, that's Muktzah Machmas
from Kisra. Even if it has your name printed.
If you have your name printed on it, right, yeah. Any other question on this?
How's it
because you're not taking with your hands, you're pushing it with your knife.
Is it stock? You put stock in your hands?
No, you take a knife and you push the paper with the knife.
Stock is a knife.
Any other questions on the fax thing? You want to hear something? Huh? According to Bach, yeah, but it's not Bishmur doesn't mean that down. So Ladino, don't want to be Machmish, he knows that that Shita, he wants to be Machmish, it's all on Bracha. But Ladino, it's not brought down in contemporary.
Why do you think
the Chashulchan doesn't bring it down, the Bishmur doesn't bring it down?
Why
he didn't hold like that, Ladino, that's all.
Can I just have a Chamira Lamira, tell a guy in my office, tell another guy to do a
fact? Amira Lamira is a Machlaikas Pima Gardam Sam Seifa, and it's Mutter also. The Chassam Sefer says, the Pim Gon says, Amir Amir takes off the right to make them to Rabbanah. So Makam Sarah goes, okay. Chassam Sefer says, it's all because of the first person, then it's like one Amir, it's not Amir, it's Amir. Therefore, it's not, the whole concept of Amir Amir doesn't apply. The only time the Amir Amir would apply, according to Chassam Sefer, would be, well, it won't even help, even for FedEx. When you send it's all sending for me. The Ogham is also, according to Chassam Sefer, also applies. Come on, it never applies, unless the first, he says only, if the second guy doesn't know he's doing it for the year. You know, the first guy is doing it for the year. The second guy, well, if it's like a FedEx, it's all doing for the guy who's sending the FedEx. It only could be in the open that the second guy doesn't know he's doing it for the year. He thinks he's doing it for the first guy, which is very unusual. Therefore, it doesn't apply. Come on. What? Newspaper, you're talking about a local newspaper, I don't think Tribune, I don't think it's probably printed in the city, no?
Downtown.
I don't know if the office is downtown, but they printed downtown also. Yeah, I think I mentioned a newspaper, you send a third, I think last week I mentioned, you send a third class, guaranteed it didn't come into Chicago on Shabbos. When you get it, it's a regular newspaper. You send something from New York, takes probably a week, it takes 3-4 days at least. So a newspaper which is not first class certainly takes more than 3-4 days. So usually it's not a problem for Chutz Tchum. Yeah. Right. I just want to correct something that I said last week. Moshe, you asked me a question last week. Nagea was talking about soap in a liquid soap in a container. If it's mukta or not. So a bus is not. So the coin to Moshe will come out of the Sosti. Now it's out in some goof from Kaimai. I said that the Chayy Tal so you can tune Kaimai. But since it's a bus is, and he holds it so it's liquid soap in all to use, so it's actually bus is. Can't bus is. The coin to Moshe will be also Tal and Tugum Kaimai. The coin to Shrem Zalman be Mutta Krishma Heti. Last move even to Muhammad Sel. You have to for any reason what you want. All right, correction. All right, next topic. There are two topics together. First of all, are you allowed to metalto a fan or any type of electrical appliance, a fan or a clock that's connected to a wall? Are you allowed to electric clock? Are you allowed to move it on Shabbos or not? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Beis on Beis. That a hammer is considered Krishna Masrisa. Why? Because you knock your nails. That's what it's made for. So you're allowed to tattle only the Tzavufayim Mekaymai. We now have to tattle, let's say, if it gets stolen, they're taken in the back, let's say it's in the backyard, in the Erev, and you forgot it outside there, you're now allowed to bring it in on Shabbos. Unless there's a heter from the Teal Donuts, there's a heter that you're allowed to bring, let's say, a hammer, find excuse to make it the Tzarech Mekaymai, the Tzarech Gufay Mekaymai. Find it to you, I'll keep it on the door, crack nuts with it. Or, if you, and even if you're not going to use it now, the hammer, you'll crack nuts tomorrow. As long as sometimes Shabbos you use it, the Tzarech Gufay Mekaymai, you'll have to take it in. And you don't have to do it to use it right then. That's what the Heta from Tildala. But that's the Shmuz by itself. The Moshe, so one second, so the Bialocha, the Rashi speaks out, what's the reason why hammer is Master Lissa? Because Ikka is made from Lechas Issa. So therefore, the Bialocha speaks out in Shin Ches, in Sif Gimel, he says, an empty pot, let's say, for Shabbos, usually pot has food in it, it's not so heter, because it's Eichel, Eichel's not a mukta. However, an empty pot, you're not going to use for Shabbos, that's made mainly for Bisho, has the name of a Klisha Makalista. The Moshe writes in Shuva, in Archaim Chel Gimel, Sim Mem Tes, Sim Anun, he says, electric clock, or electric fan, it's, that runs on electricity, Even by even though if you look at the clock, there's no Issa Het over here. But since it's Mechubal HaKaisa, it runs on electricity, it has Halacha Klishim after Issa, you're allowed to move it with a Gufim HaKaimai. Let's say you have a fan that's blowing at you. If you want the fan and it's in a different direction, you want it to blow towards you, the din is you're allowed to turn the fan to blow towards you. Or let's say a clock. Electric clock is on. You're laying in bed, and you're too late to pick your head up to look at the clock. So you want to pick up the clock and bring it to you to see the time. You're allowed to. So Gufa, it's called Tov Gufa Mekaymai. That's Mutzah to Metalfut on Shabbos. But let's say if the wind is blowing at you, and you don't want the wind, you don't want the fan to blow at you. You're trying to sleep, whatever it is. You're trying to relax, and you don't want it to blow at you. So you're allowed. You can't push it away from you to blow the other direction, because that's not Mutzah Gufa Mekaymai. That's because you don't want it here. That's the Chamasel, and since it's Tzurim Lach Delissa, you're not allowed to move it to a Gufa Mekaymai. However, there's an Eitzah. We hold that by Mukta Harama is Muta. It's Mashu from the Chaba like that, and also Chashun Tzurah clearly, Harama is Muta by Mukta. Let's say the fan is blowing at you. You don't want it to blow anymore. Let's say you have a light that's bothering you. You don't want it to blow it. What you do is you... By the fan, let's say, case the fan, you go sit somewhere else for a minute or two, have the fan blow that way, and then after, go back to the original place where you are. So Rama is Mutzah B'Malka Mukzah. So what you do is you change your seat for a few minutes, have the fan blow you that way, then go back to the original place, and then it's not blowing anymore. Because so Rama is Mutzah by Mukzah. What? Let's say you have a fan blowing at you. You don't want it to blow at you. It's bothering you. You're trying to sleep. So what you do is you change your seat. Two seats down. And then have the fan blow towards there. Sit there for 2-3 minutes. And then go back to the original place. It's not blowing you anymore. Because Harama is Mutzah by Mukzah. Okay? That's like a lawyer would say, it's a legal loophole. Okay? Yeah? You want it to blow at you, then it's okay. Just stick a pin in there. Stop moving it, it's a blow towards you. Yeah. All right. In the Sefer Shvut Yitzchak, and says, bring down from Eliashiv a halach like this. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Simen Shin Ches and Sif Kod Ches, a kli covered, a heavy keli is not to the muksa, and you're allowed to kli covered. You're not makpid to metalik with. It's considered a kli shem alach delissa, like a refrigerator. It's heavy keli, you don't move it at all. So the refrigerator is a lacha of kli shem alach delissa, and you're allowed to move it to the Tzavkuf and Mekayma if you want to. That's what it speaks out. Huh? Okay, so let's say you can move it. As long as it's on power plug. But you're allowed to move it. It's actually speaks out in Sif and Shin Ches, Sif, Katan, Ches. He says, "Hudin having gedera, kerek gedera, and tosh kelev. It's a mekogel amina mekavusa kavel lemaka. A maxtik medayta metalflay. So some of them are like a refrigerator. You're allowed to move it to a gufim mekaymai or an oven. Let's tell you why it's an oven. You want to move it to a few inches, to a gufim mekaymai you're allowed to. However, there's a mishnah berurah later on in Siman Kuf Sam Esifkan Kuf Samaches. He says a clock." He says, I'm them the teva kaka yeshlahachman betilto. You're not to metalpud. The reason is why, because some in the Chazani speaks out in Sifkot Nem Gimel Sifkot Yizayin that some is kavei makan, then you're not to in the metalpud. So it comes out, if I have a wall clock that's hanging on the wall, the din is, I'm kaveh ma, electric clock that's hanging on the wall, since you're kaveh makan, according to this Mishnah Berurah, that the loyashiv, that you're not allowed to metalpud. And who had been he's talking about a fan. Not only a fan, let's say sometimes we don't have it today, I hardly see it, somebody hand a fan hanging on the wall, it stays there always like that. So once it's made to stay there, the din is you're not allowed to metalfil at all. Once it's there, yes, it's no different than a clock. Shine, I'll tell you, I have a clock that all the constantly stays there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, convey a marker. The thing is, you're not allowed to be metallic on Shabbos.
What?
The wall,
standards on the wall.
Yes. According to that, will be a problem. No problem. All right.
In the refrigerator, yeah. It's a special place. I got
what do you mean? What?
The fridge, you could move.
That doesn't matter. You're not mapped to stand a clock. A clock, you know, that's not kaveh mokhan. That's your last mental. All right. All right. Miguel is talking again further on electric appliance. Electric light. Let's say you have a lamp, or let's say you have a lamp or flashlight. But sometimes in the winter you have these heaters, electric heaters. Are you allowed to move them on Shabbos or not? That's what we'll talk about now. The Shabbos, it is like this. It says in Chaim Siman Reish Ayin Tes and in Siman Shin Tes that a candle that you light before Shabbos, the candle itself is considered a basis. It's basis da basis. So you now have to move it even to a kufa mekayim light. And let's say it's on a candle holder. Now the candle is mukta is a basis, but also a candle, the light is also considered a basis da basis. And let's say if this candle light is on a tray, and all you have in the tray is only that alone, the din is, you're not allowed to move the tray also. Because everything is a basis to the flame, so maybe we're now to move it, not to a gufa, not to a mekayimai. So you can clear electric appliance. That's a candle with a flame. What about a lamp, electric lamp, or a flashlight, or these electric appliances that you see a light on it, that gives heat. You have these heaters, room warmers, I think they're called. So you see the flame there. And he goes a fan in there and it blows the heat. The shayla, are you allowed to move, it's a daimer, it's a candle, and therefore it's a basa da basa, and now it's a tautogum a kaimai. Let's say if you have a light, you're sitting by a chair, you have the lamp there, and the light's bothering you. Let's say you want to see better. So you want to move the lamp towards you. Are you allowed to tell? Is it sitting on buses, and therefore you're not allowed to tell someone from Kaimai? Or no, it's a Christian last Issa, and you're allowed to do it. Let's say it's bothering you, so you could do it. Could you do that, Rama? Sit in another place, have the lamp face that way, sit there for a couple of minutes, and go back to your place. It's not shining on you. Are you allowed to tell this to a group from a Kaimai not? It's a big Shailen Paiskin. There's a Shuva, in Michis Yitzchak, in Chere Gimel, Simen Mem Gimel, from him is mashma that a lamp is a basa da basa. All electric appliances have lights on it that's made to light up. The din is as din a basa da basa, and you allow it to move it even the tayach gufa mekaymai. Same thing speaks out the chalkus Yaakov in chayel gavul simen mem. The tshuva from Avad Yosef Yichav Adas in chayel kei beginning in simen chav ches. Also the tshuva in Tzitzel Yezer in chayel gavul simen vav. And also, I once asked this many years ago, I asked Moshe Bick, I saw him at a chasna, and he also told me, it's a basis. I think at the same chasna, I saw Nasha Klani asking the same question, it's a basis. You can't move a lamp, anything that lights up, it's a dinner basis, and now some tassel, even so it's good from a kaimai. In fact, the Sefer Shvut Yitzchak on Hilchus Mukta, brings down even a bigger chumah from Loyashev. What happens if you have a regular electric appliance? Let's say a crock pot. Or a percolator. A lot of them have these small lights, you know, tell you indicators, you know, if it's on or off. You know what I'm talking about? LEDs, or all these have lights on it. One second. Sometimes you're not like that. So Yasha says that even if you don't use the light to shine at you, as long as a light that's on it, it's a basis of the v'asa, and you're now up to the top of it, even if it's a goof and kaimai. As long as it was b'shashu nadokim, or at least there were lit, b'shash ben hashmashu, it's a kli, that's b'shashu of asa, you're not allowed to tell even if it's a goof and kaimai. Bikumra. The coin to have a crackback you can't move, a percolator you can't move, what else do you have light? Heshi, what else has light? And many other things have lights on it. You know, it's a metalza. What?
Why did you move a clock then?
Huh? A lot. You have the electric clock. Oh, in that case. You have the electric clock to have the shine. You know, the one digital. The digital. A digital clock according to MLB also.
The coffee pot.
Oh, we said coffee pot. Percolator is a coffee pot. All right.
A light
of water.
Right.
What? A light of water. But that you can't press on Shabbos. Okay.
Dishwasher
you can't use on Shabbos. Okay. All right. However, I asked this Ramosha many years ago. The same time I asked Ramosha Bigger, I asked Ramosha many years ago, and he told me it's a Klish and Lach Alissa. It's different than an air. It's a Kaili. It's a taste of Kaili, he said. I inside that filament that lights up, that tastes like Kaili. And our same thing speaks out, the Shlomo Zalman, in a few places. In Shulchan Shlomo, Simri Shayin Tes, Siv Beis, and also in Mechah Shlema, in Chayuk Av, Sim Yudalad, he says clearly, and also in his favorite sefer, Mari Eish, the first sefer he wrote in his 20s, there he says clearly, on page 62, he has a whole, it's a long sefer, you never find it there. But in page 62, he says clearly that it's a klisha malachtoi, lissa. Later on he says, he doesn't say halacha l'maisa, he starts saying maybe going to pull the ama, but in the Shulchan Shlomo and Shin Yud Beis, Ayz Beis, there he says in the bottom, this is what Shlomo Zalman helped with Dina. He heard it from Shlomo Zalman, he held with Dina, like he wrote Micha Shlomo, that he allowed to the top of the Torah Fufa Mekaymai. It's a shame, Kaylee. Ramosha, and back, Rabbi Badi Sefer Mukta, and also in Igus Moshe, Archaim Chelekei Simcha Beis Ayz Palm Avav, there he says what exactly I heard from Moshe, but there he says, he adds on, Nika Din Smuta, but you should be asked because also Lachlufa Ibner. You might come to, there he says, Lachumma. Not like I heard from it's Musa, there, he writes that, but he writes the ones that is like Rabbi Yashu, about the small lights over there, just to tell you the, by your kumkum, that you have by an electric percolator, you have the light there, that zikha that's not zikha the keli, and it's not shaykh to, the zikha there for sure you can metalfa. But I heard from him, like I'm showing Zalm has been a klishim lasta lisa. And so now we're talking, if, what about, so now we're talking about, if you have a light going on, it's on from before Shabbat. What happens, according to those makirim, what happens if it goes on Shabbat? The chayr should be so nervous. If the light goes on Shabbos, the chayr, if I have a time clock, if it's on from before Shabbos, it continues to all Shabbos, no problem. But let's say the chayr should be Yisrael Neilad. If it goes on Shabbos, it should be Yisrael Neilad. So the Micha Shleimer brings it from, he says, according to the Chazaynish, Micha Shleimer, the same Simon Yud Beis, he says, according to the Chazaynish, it might be Yisrael Neilad, because the Chazaynish holds that when you have a wire, that was cold, and after it gets red high on Shabbos, that the Chazanish held one of the storm besides Bishul, those sits on Nailad. The coins that people argue on the Chazanish, that since it's Derech Tashmishai, no, it's a Bainim, it's a light going on, so also the result, no, it's of Nailad. So now it's not, according to that, which from his own right, won't be Issa of Muksa. And certainly, the Chayla Shem by Sakana, Vada is Mutter Metalto, Chashmal, or these electric appliances certainly can make off of someone with Chayla, certainly is what to be make on. So Mela comes out of Maskana, Lavadina, is a Shabbat Machoshes, if electric appliance that gives off light, does ever, if it's a buses or not, if it doesn't give off light like a blanket, that's Lassalissa, or a fan, Lassalissa, but something that gives off light, that's a shayla if it's a bustus or not, and if someone wants to send a haka or a mashal, it's okay, and also if Shlomo Zalman is okay, that's a klisha machirsa, and you can move it to a zufay and mekayma.
Well, what's the kosher lamp itself? That you just turn the
clock. Scott will write about it. Okay, good. Kosher lamp, are you allowed to move it on? Are you allowed to move it on? Kosher lamp, the way it doesn't make a difference. Let's say you don't move the lamp. The shayla is, can you block off the light? That's the question. You don't have metal, I think. Huh? You just have that piece of wood which is not connected to the wood. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. If you're allowed to take this thing and block it off on Shabbos. Ladina, from Zalman is Mekel. If someone wants to be Mekel, that's what to be Semech on. And you can block off the light. Because it's a part of a Klish from Lachta Lissa. So Shabbos, it's a Tashish for Issa, so if Kaili is Lachta Lissa, if you block off the light, that's not called
Koku from Kaima. You wanted to say that, it's like a pot cover.
Huh?
Maybe you wanted to say that
it's doing
like a pot cover.
A pot cover?
Yeah, you know
what
you said.
It's so anyway, Ladina, we hold it's okay. You're allowed to cover. It's no problem. Okay, so it's built together, it's made to be separate. So maybe it's like two tashmishim. One is Heta, one is Issa. So maybe that's a tashmish Heta, so you're allowed to do it. So that's a... Yeah. We're on Shabbos? If the light goes, the light is going on Shabbos.
Yes, because it gets cooled off and the light goes on again on Shabbos.
What do you mean? The electric goes on, you mean?
But the light that shows that it's cooling down the water, that red light is going to go on.
Yeah, but that's by itself. That's by itself. You're not doing a Meisa. That's by itself. That's only a Gromo. That's no problem.
Right. Go back to the kosher lamp. Are you allowed to move the kosher lamp?
The Talmud is Machlokes. The Talmud goes from a Kaimai. According to Michas Yitzchak, according to Sitzeliezer, many of whom we mentioned, it's a bosses, so you're not allowed to move it. If you hold that to the last list, it's the last one, so it's good from a Kaimai. But to block it off, that's the Shaila, because it's not so good from a Kaimai. So Shaila is, but the wood is not connected to the thing. So Shaila is not to the pot of Kaila, it's the Shmuz by itself. We're not going to now.
And to put, let's say, a safer, like a Milka Meyer on it, so there'll be a bus of the Zabra Asa.
You have to do before Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah. But if
that's a Shiloh. We'll talk next week, Blin Adar. Not 2 weeks from now. No, 3 weeks from now. We'll talk about it. Next week we're going to talk about a special shir. We'll talk on brain death and end of life issues. But the following week, I might be out of town. The third week, then we'll talk about buses. I want to speak about what you're talking about, okay? All right.
But even the going to the material.
Yes.
You know, didn't you say that it's better because
Yes. That's also 3 weeks in Avlinetta. Already you have a expensive picture hanging on the wall, and someone knocks into it and gets out, can you put it back, make it straight on Shabbos? The Machlokes is Chazonish, and other Paiskim will talk about that. I can't do all mukta in one week.
It's the same as the picture. Huh? Attached to the wall.
All right. We'll get it.
For the lamp, the button at the wall.
Doesn't make a difference. What do you mean? The bulbs that are...
that don't
have filaments. According to those who are masking, the whole is the Yasser. Yeah. All right.
Fan that's mounted on the wall, if it has an oscillating piece to it.
He asked that question.
Right, but if it's an oscillating piece there, you know, when the fan's mounted.
Well, if it's mukta, according to those personal mukta, you can very mock him, you're not allowed to do anything with it. Okay. An onion. Wet clothing on Shabbos. Let's say someone washed clothing before Shabbos. It's sometimes hanging in a clothesline. Sometimes you put it in a dryer. The shayla, but Ben Yashmoshes was wet. Is it mukta or not? The Mechabit says in Arachayim, Shin Ches Tifta Zayin, a shirt that was washed, the washed, and he put into a piece of wood to hold up the beggar that's washed, and it dried on Shabbos, you're allowed to pull out the hanger, whatever it is. Yeah, are you allowed to take it out off on Shabbos? So where does beggar? So Mishbur speaks out, and Sifkan Samakimel, it's talking where the clothing was dried before Shabbos. And Shabbos Ksas Mbadjoim. Because if it was Tafeh HaMasatfiach Ben HaShmoshes, also Tatla HaChol HaKol Shabbos, Miz Katzoi Ben HaShmoshes Katzoi Kol Yoyma. So Mishbur speaks out, a wet beggar that's there for the beginning of Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes, the din is, you're not allowed to Metalto, it was Tarech, it's mukta, and also talked on Shabbos. So Zvayz says from the Shabbos over here, and from the Chaber, the thumb is not right to wear at the beginning of Shabbos, even if it'll dry up on Shabbos, and you know for sure it'll dry on Shabbos, still you're not allowed to wear it, you're not allowed to wear because Ben Ashmoshes was in right to be worn. The Chayyim can ask the kasha from this, on this mishur from a different place. In Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Hei, the Mechaber says that someone Mishin Oshu Kelev B'mayim Hishotchen L'Nagvim Nei Ma'asayim. Unless if someone's clothing got wet, he should be careful not to hang it up to dry. That's Ma'asayim. Shele Chashdu Shikos HaShavet. People should be Chashdim that he washed on Shabbos. But feel the Chadi Chadorim Shein Shem Rayim Osa. Because when it's a Ma'asayim for the Raisa, it's also even Chadi Chadorim. L'Yosa Shotchem El Shabbos. This is to hang it up on Shabbos. Avon Shotach V'er Shabbos Kenuch V'osim. But let's say if he hung it up on Shabbos, Ev Shabbos, Kerem Dara Gwash, Ein Echai V'Salkom Shabbos. So Mishavur speaks out, comes out according to Mechaber, Mishavur speaks out, Sifkan Kuf Tan Vav, Aken Aluntes, something like a towel, Shavir Be'er Shabbos Shulach V'Beis HaMechet, he brought it from the mikvah, he brought it from V'Beis HaMechet, he brought a wet towel, V'Shatchenu L'Nagwa Yoyim, he should dry it out before Shabbos. V'Yantah HaShkia. And he says, Vimul Tzarech, Loi L'Machal Tzarech Shabbos, Yishlohokal, V'Shachal Eshwab. But if they need it, for Shabbos, you're allowed to even hang it up Ben HaShmoshes, Achizor HaShetchen, you should squeeze out. So vice versa from this Mechaber, even if it dries up on Shabbos, if the towel, Shabbos morning, you hang it up Erev Shabbos, or Ben HaShmoshes, and it's not, it's a total towel that's wet, it's the Fech HaMasatziach, so the question is, you're allowed to hang and use it on Shabbos. Before it said, something that's wet, and Ben HaShmoshes is not there, so how come a towel you're allowed to? So it's no kasha. Why? Because later on, in Shin Bei, Sifkon there says, there's something that you're not makbar on it. It's Derech Tashmisha, right? So Mela, there's no, it's Miyuchet, there's no way to Liban, so Mela, it won't be Issa of Mukta also. Because since it's Derech Tashmisha, a lot of times it's a towel. A towel you use even when it's wet. It's Derech Tashmisha, then vice versa, there's no way to Mukta. You can't ask from there. However, Shin Bei, Sifkot, and Nun Tes, I think. Test, yeah. However, the kasha on this is from a different place. Mishabur brings down in Shin Yud Sifkan Yud Tes. He brings down among Avram. Malavam says it. It says a quote to Loshim. Kotzah Apoiskim. Emesha Aminen means Katzor Ben Shmoshes. When do we say it means Ben Shmoshes? Dafke Dvaram Shagam of Deshemayim. Dafke things which only happen in Deshemayim. Quintus Congregus. In Gmorim, Eli de Choy Mechama. Gregus smoking, grapes, or raisins. What do you see? How do you make it? You let it put out in the sun, you let it dry. So, after the sun comes out. The Shemi Yom Anon, the Shabbos, maybe it'll be a cloudy day on Shabbos. Vasech Daitim in Eyo. Lefi Yom Asiyah Daaz for the whole Shabbos. However, Avdolah Shenigah Be Adam, could go in tomorrow, Shenasta Alei Mayim, the Shabbos, but something that's Nigah Be Adam, for instance, you put it on dates, you put water on it. Ashavada, any ruin Ben Shmoshim, though, they're not roy, since it's wet. It's not roy to use Ben Shmoshes. Loya Tmorim, Loya Mayim, the Holy Cult of Tama Tmorim. She ruined the Shtiyah, Gan Tmorim, Loytata, Loy Chazin. Afilachi, Loyasa died to Minai, Al Yom Shabbos, She Mukta, Machm Zed. So, Mayor, since the Shaykh of the Adam, to be roy, so Mayor, someone's a Be Adam, there's no Issa of Mukta. So it comes out according to this that a beged lach, we don't know for sure if it'll dry on Shabbos. So if you know for sure it's going to dry on Shabbos, the chayyim and amitzir does. So chayyim, why is a wet beged if you take a towel, and not a towel, towel's an example. Let's say you take a shirt that got wet and it's wet ben hashmoshes, but you know for sure it's going to dry on Shabbos. So why is it in the mukta? So why do we say it's mukta? The chayyim know for sure it's going to dry on Shabbos. So why do Mishmu says in Shinches Tifta Zayin over there that's still a mukta? There's a tshuva Michis Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Sim Peyalef. He says it could be there's no steel in Mishnebuas. Maybe the Mishmu is talking it's not an oifen that will vary dry on Shabbos. But he says Torchin at the end. So he seems to hold that with vary Mishyavish on Shabbos, then it's not mukta. But if it's not sure if it'll be Mishyavish, then the din is, then it's mukta then. However, the Micha Shleimer, And from Zalman, Chelik Al, Simon Yud, Eis Beis, he learns that Mishnah Berurah is talking, even if you know for sure, it'll dry on Shabbos, it's still to the Nizka Tzoyis, to the Mukta. So what does Mishnah Shlomo mean? That it seems to him he learns that the greatest smukim that you put on the God before to dry up, even if there'll be, if it'll be cray day, it won't dry up, if you know the beer that'll dry up on Shabbos, still, by proof, a person is maxedite, by greatest of smukim, a person is maxedite in a. So, Hazlam Chat Mishnah Berurah, the Chayy still had a steer of Mishnah Berurah, so Mishnah Shlomo says that Mishnah Berurah is talking that by wet clothing, you've added matzvidayim ben hashmoshes. So Mela, it's muktzah hol Shabbos. But something which you're not matzvidayim. Let's say, for instance, kitachayisay. You put up a raw pot of cholm right before Shabbos. The din is, you put up a raw pot before Shabbos, that the din is, you're not allowed to touch the food until it's completely cooked. But once it's completely cooked, the din is, it's not muktzah cholm. You put up a raw cholm. Ben Hashmosh, potatoes are raw, the beans are raw, the meat is raw, everything's raw. How can you eat on Shabbos? So over there, that's a crystal case of Gemara says in Beya, that's called B'day Adam. That's called B'day Adam, then it's not considered Muktzah. But let's take someone, another case of Shlomo Zal mentioned. Let me finish. Another case of Shlomo Zal mentioned. Let's say, for instance, someone ate Kleshik right before Shabbos. So for 6 hours, he can't eat milk. Can't eat milk for 6 hours. So you can say you can say all the milchik products means katzor, you can't eat it on of course not. Why? Because that's b'day adam. So he says, you don't say means katzor, so you're not, because you're not there for dying, because you don't have 6 hours, you can eat it. So therefore, Mishnah Shlomo says that if you put the gadam, so comes that coin system Shlomo Zalman and says that let's say before Shabbos, let's say you wash, and this child gets very often. Women that wash, they did a lot of laundry. And they forgot to put them to dry before they did in the morning. They're so busy with preparing Shabbos. Or they're late, the people are late, and they did their laundry real late Friday afternoon, and they need to throw them clothes on Shabbos, so they want to throw them to the dryer right before Shabbos, and the machine goes, and the chayyav b'gadim are wet, they're not shmoshes, so chayyav should be miskatoy. But since it goes through using a dryer, that's the day of them. If you hang it up on the clothesline, so then it depends if it'll be a moist day, a cloudy day. Then it depends. Then you say smukta. But something to the adam, you stick press a button, and the button dries the clothing, then it's to the day adam, and it's not to the mukta at all. So even according to the Mishnah Berurah, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, will be okay. What? It's turned on. So point, what? You're allowed to put in the dry right before Shkosh from Zalman. As long as you can open it, and you need to close it on Shabbos, I'll open the door, and say, as long as the light doesn't go on, which is partial.
Not okay?
There's no mind sign there. Because something you didn't move, there's no mind sign, like we mentioned before. Say later. What?
No. In the basement, if you hang out on
line. All right.
So you allowed
to cook.
According to what the rabbi's saying, you allowed
to cook
something.
They put something
on before Shabbos, even
not cooked. And you allowed
to, with the...
Only something raw, it won't be ready for a nightmare.
Just
we'll get the
dishes,
we'll talk about it. Dishwashers
the same
okay.
Thing?
Dishwashing for dishwash for Shabbos is also the same thing, yes. There is in Mecha Shlaima, in one of the places he holds, he has a chumra, it's Ashamilta. Ashamilta, he holds, that you shouldn't put on a dry on before Shabbos because Av Shemilta. But that Av Shemilta means it makes noise. People make noise, so you shouldn't do it. However, Moshe didn't hold that. Moshe held that's okay. You don't have to worry about that. All right.
If you hang it in your basement.
Huh? Doesn't make my science doesn't make a difference.
Hanging.
Yes, printed in yeah. However,
if you hang the clothes inside, not outside.
Instead
of putting in the dryer, you hang them inside.
Outside. Doesn't make a difference. Even inside the basement, no one walks there. Doesn't make a difference. That's called the day Shemaim and Tasa. Even. We're going to get that in a few minutes. We'll try to get to that. Alright. In the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, this is what he writes in Mecha Shlaima. In Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, He writes there. So here he tries to balance the Mishabura that maybe you hold like the Mishabura wet clothing on Mukta, but if you put it in the dryer before Shabbos, that's the other, then it's okay. However, Shabbos in two places. In Perek Tezvav, Sivkon, and Samach. He argues the Chlal on the Mishabura. And he brings out a Mogar Avram and Shinhei, that holds of God and Retuvim. It's Roy for Levisha, it's not Sid, Sid and Mukhtim. Even if it's not Roy Levisha, it's a rule in many places it brings down that the Tzarech Levisha you're allowed to put up. So Mela, he says, you're not allowed, there he paskins, that you're not allowed to wear wet clothing while it's still wet. Yossi, please. You're not allowed to, however, if it's dried up, it's not Sid and Mukhtim at all. That's what he writes in one place. Another place he writes in Perek Chavbeis, he says the same thing again. That if, he times like this, he has the kasha. He says, if, let's say, God retuvim. Let's say they're wet. You put hands up right before Shabbos. So if it's a cloudy day, it won't dry in 1 hour and 2 hours, but still it's dry, and Shabbos is sure dry. Even if it's a cloudy day, it doesn't dry in 3 hours, it dry in 6 hours. But for sure, it'll be there. Unless they said, it's another kasha. What about Eretz Yisrael? That's all you know in the winter, in the summertime, in the summertime, it's for 2-3 months, it's always sunny. So if you hang it out, it'll dry. So why are we making afkamina? So Mela, he says, the vada, you're not mesiach das from it. So he says, tachiyin, on the Mishnebura, and he seems to argue in Mishnebura. You could say, pshat Mishnebura, that Mishnebura means like this. That what's pshat in gomer be'yadam? What type of gomer be'yadam? Anything that's tali, that's not the yodai, something that's tali, not in your power. A dryer, you press the button, it's your power. But something that has to do, but that's not in your power, then that's called Gomer De Shemayim and Stuk Sinu Muksa. And I saw in the back of Shalom Yehuda, Pichas Scheinberg, he says, came the same svar. Back of the Shalom Yehuda, he says, in similar amount, the same svar. So he says, so God and Retuvim are always still be Shemayim. Because you never know. Even though the Chayyar, if you leave it a couple of hours, it will know for sure dry. But since it's all Tali, it's not Tali the Yadai, that's called Gomer Shemayim instead of Muksa. So even you know for sure, it will finish a Shabbos, it's still at Muksa. However, Kidja Chayaita, or a dryer, everything is the Adam, and therefore it's not still Muksa. That's what the Shemayim Zaman holds. However, in the Sefer, Shwatitra beams out from Riyat, a different shot completely. He says, the reason why clothing on Mukta is for a different reason completely, because there is Shemi Yitzchait. So in Meir, there's no Hetzah of Gomer Be'Adam. However, Aycha Kedichyaita is not Shastik Zer, it's not Shemi Yitzchait. So Meir has to come back according to, the Shwatitra has to according to Riyashiv, that you can't use the dryer, you can't put it into a dryer, right before, since it's Zer Shemi Yitzchait, it's different Zer completely, so Mela, even put it for Shabbos inside a dryer, will be asked to put in. Even if you know for sure it'll dry up on Shabbos, because since the Gzera, a Shemitzik blinds. So it comes out like this. So Machlaik is a price key put into a dryer or not. So if the right price can hold, that you have to put dry before Shabbos. And if you put in dry clothing to hang up, you shouldn't use it for Shabbos. On Shabbos Chak, if you have nothing else to wear, you have what to be Samechan. If Shem Zalman holds, you can be Samechan and wear it. And so Dina Lachatkishi Machma wet clothing, but if you put it into a dryer, right place can hold, if you put it into a dryer, then the Kuliyama, you can wear it on Shabbos. If it dries up, you can wear it on Shabbos. Stop here. Next week, Mr. Shem will talk about brain death and end of life issues. Mr. Shem. This one. The first one, the second one.
Does it make any difference in synthetic clothing versus regular clothing?